Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved ones, and welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. I am Minister James Browning, and I'm broadcasting live this morning from Phoenix, Arizona. Boy, is the heat still on here or what? We are breaking records, and in September, we are still getting temperatures over 110 degrees. So maybe global warming is real, huh? I think we better take it pretty seriously, you know. But God's in charge, and nothing we can do but brace ourselves for it. It is what it is, and so there's nothing we can really do but just embrace it and do what's best. I am so grateful to be back on the air with you after a long vacation. It was well needed. I had to go take care of business and pleasure, but it was well worth it. A lot of beautiful experiences, a lot of beautiful travel. But I must admit that traveling in a time of COVID is not the most pleasant thing to do. It's quite challenging, as a matter of fact. I went to London and had to take 3 COVID tests in 8 days. So it's pretty serious out there, guys. If you're going to travel abroad, then you have to be very conscious of what's going on around you and what's happening with you. It's more than just a notion, okay? So prepare yourself if you decide to make an international trip, knowing that it may be a little challenging, okay? So I do want to share a few of the highlights from my trip that was quite interesting and quite motivating and quite uplifting for my spirit and for my well-being. So I'm just grateful to be able to have had those experiences. So I'm grateful that God allowed us to experience and allowed us to be part of that oneness of the travel and showed up as he did with all the wonderful experiences that was presented to me for and helped me grow in a spiritual way as well. But, you know, I always like to open the show with prayer. So we're going to open the show with prayer this morning as more people come on today. People are getting back into the getting back into the time zone, getting back into the show. People are a little slow this morning, but it's okay. We know that all is well. And one beautiful thing about this show is that these shows are archived, so people can go back and listen to them at any time that they so desire, and that's a beautiful thing. So I like the idea of that. So a lot of the people do that, actually, you know, go back to the time when they can tune back in and gratefully tune back in. So I see now that the switchboard is lighting up and people are coming in. And beautiful, beautiful. Welcome, beloved sisters and brothers. Welcome. I'm glad to see you here today and glad to be back from a long journey. So let's do prayer so we can get started with today's show. We have a lot to talk about and a lot I want to share with you today. Okay? But first, let's do prayer. Beloved Mother, Father, God, we give gratitude and thanks for another wonderful day. We thank you for life, God. We thank you for continuing to allow us to grow, continue to allow us to experience life. And we ask you to continue to guide us and give us wisdom and give us knowledge of who and whom we are, children of the Most High God. Let us have full understanding that you are with us and you are guiding us and teaching us and showing us the light, and that we stay focused on you, God, knowing that we are connected to you just like a wave is connected into the ocean, God. We ask you for divine love and divine knowledge this day, and that we give gratitude and thanks for the safety of our physical bodies that we were able to sustain in these challenging days. Our physical bodies are being well protected. I pray that the white light of protection for each one of my beloved listeners, including myself, they be wrapped in the white light of protection from the top of their heads to the bottom of their feet to defend off any dis-ease or any negativity that would encounter into these physical temples, that we will keep them strong and keep them moving in the right direction. Beloved God, we pray for all those beloved workers out there dealing with this dis-ease that's on the front line. I pray for divine protection for them and keep them safe. I pray for our doctors and nurses and all the frontline workers who are assisting and helping. Keep them protected, God, from in harm's way. Keep them well wrapped up. I pray, God, for divine protection for our leaders of America, God. Give them strength. Give them wisdom and give them knowledge to do the right thing, to serve the people they sign up to serve, and to do what they're supposed to do. Put your hands on America, God. Keep her strong and keep her moving in the right direction. Keep her protected from outside and inside influences that may cause harm to the people. So, God, we pray for divine protection for this nation as we pray for divine protection for ourselves. And we know that it is done. We know the prayer is heard. And we say thank you. And we're so, so grateful, God. And so it is. Okay, beloved ones. Today's topic is one I think that's pretty exciting, and we're going to get into that. What you believe can affect your life. Let me repeat that. What you believe can affect your life. And this is a very, and as we get into the show today, the talk today, you're going to realize how important your belief system is to what's showing up in your life. This day is based on what you are believing. Okay, so we want to be able to explore that and understand how important it is to allow our belief system to take over and become part of our well-being. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I am so grateful that so many of you are tuning in, and grace and gratitude to all of you and to my beloved friend in North Arizona. Thank you for tuning in. I am so grateful for you this morning. Thank you, each one of you. I'm so grateful for you, because it's through your support and through your love and through your compassion to bring your spiritual energy to this program is how it maintains and how we are able to amplify what we do. You know, you may not think that you're playing a part, but you are. Every time that you call in and participate in the show, you're allowing your energy to expand and help the consciousness of those around us who are listening to this message. And the people who are listening to the message are the people who are supposed to listen to the message. We are tuned in because this is where you're supposed to be. So we're grateful for that. So let me get started. But first, I want to share with you a little bit about the thing that I experienced while I was on vacation. I've been gone for now almost 3 weeks, 2.5 weeks, and boy, what an experience I've had. I went to London, was there for about 8 days, and then I went to Charlotte, North Carolina, Virginia Beach, Washington, D.C., and Baltimore. And most of my trip was pleasure, but some of it was for business. I had some business things I were looking into and some things to expand and to be able to expand, especially in my real estate business. So I am looking for expansion, and I'm doing some things that will help us to grow and help us to move forward. And many of you know that I'm working on setting up a base on the East Coast as well as maintaining my base here in Arizona. So that's what part of the vacation was, and part of the why I went and went to all these places. But I just want to share with you two experiences that truly touched my heart and spiritually motivated me. You know, I think you think that you're going to do something for one reason, but when God's involved in your life and you ask God to step into your life, God will, and he will guide you and bring you the right experiences that you need to grow as a person. Each one of us should be having experiences that help us to grow. None of us are so spiritually in tune or so aware, so conscious, we cannot grow and to have more experiences that help us to grow. And that's what it's all about, is having those spiritual experiences to help us to grow in our life. Okay? So let me just share with you first my experience that I had when I was in London. Like I said, I was going there for some business things, but anyway, I was going for some personal things too. But I had the pleasure of interacting with a 94-year-old lady. And I mean, and I actually said she's a 94-year-old spirit. This lady was just absolutely on fire for God. And I mean, truly a blessing. You know, this lady here, she was 94 years old, bedridden, but she could sit up in a chair, so she was able to sit up in a chair. but her spirit was so alive and so enlightening, it was absolutely just blow. I don't know if I've ever seen someone so on tune and so on touch with God, you know, what I experienced from this wonderful soul. She was truly on fire. And like I said, her belief and her trust in God was off the chart. And when I tell you that, I really, really mean that it was off the chart. Here she was, like I said, pretty much bedridden, but she truly believed that God had not forsaken her or left her alone. She knew, even in the midst of her physical challenges, God was still with her and being part of her life. Almost every word that came out of her mouth was a praise to her Creator. And she was grateful that God had showed her mercy and compassion during her 94 years. Regardless of where she was not disappointed or angered about her physical condition. She was just praising God for life and understand that God was still there. It was such a blessing, beloved one, to be able to fellowship with such a spirit and to be able to pray with her. And she prayed for me. I prayed for her. And I was totally blessed because of her zealousness for God, that she was so alive and so impacted with God that she was able to share that part of me and told me to keep on keeping on because God was in my life and to never give up and never stop believing in God or whatever condition you find yourself, always know that God is there with you. And to be able to experience and be in that was so powerful, beloved one, to be able to, that was, like I said, that's one of the highlights of my whole trip. I did a lot of things, but this was one of the highlights of my whole trip, okay? 94-year-old person, so there's a lot of older people with a lot of wisdom and knowledge, beloved one. So you get a chance to don't just write older people off. Sit there and have a conversation with them. You may be surprised what you will gain from the experience of someone at that age. Now, the next experience I had, which was life-changing and extremely, was the experience that I had from an 8-year-old child. And this 8-year-old child was my grandson. And boy, you talking about on fire for God, live for God, and moving for God. It's mind-boggling. Just to be in this kid's presence is like being in the light of a aura. He's like just like a light, a beacon. You know, you can just feel the energy and spirituality around this spirit that God has sent here to the planet Earth. So Isaiah came into the Earth realm with a disability, as many of you know. But he had not hindered, it had not hindered him from his desire and love for God. See, he came here to be able to teach and to demonstrate the power of God. There is no doubt in my mind that this young kid came here with this already inside of him. And he chose this body that was not perfect as we may see it because he wanted to be able to demonstrate what you can do even with limitations. That's what I see in this kid. Now, beloved Isaiah had a major surgery while I was there, a major surgery, beloved one. He had both of his hip joints repaired, both of them at the same time. They had to go in, and most of you know that he had already had a spine operation. They put a rod in his spine, but now with the part where they had to realign his hips and put them back in the socket and properly. And I do see that that's going to run, going to be a good thing for him and going to help him out to be. I can see this kid running track one day. But anyway, that was that. But during this whole process, even in the pain, Isaiah was praising God and praying for God to heal him and praying to help other people, praying to the doctors, praying to other family members, giving words of encouragement while he laying there in pain and doing what he was still able to give courage and be able to give gratitude to God and to be able to to be able to pray for himself and pray for others. You know, the doctors expected Isaiah would be in the hospital for a pretty long time. This is a serious operation, hip to replace both sockets in your hip. Here's an 8-year-old kid. Well, guess what? The next day, 2 days later, Isaiah is home and moving around and talking and being. He still has a little difficult in his standing and walking, and that's going to take some time. But here he is, just knowing that God has protected me. When I talked to him the other day, he said, "Pray for me so God can make me stronger. Pray for me so I can be better." My goodness gracious. Hey, he knows and understands that the power of prayer works, and that he knows the source of which brings him this healing and his energy. What a blessing to be such a on fire spirit for God. You know, it's really a positive and uplifting environment. It's really quite amazing when I see it. You know, it just shows that how God works. And I think that these things was exposed. I was exposed to these things because I needed to be exposed to these things, because it helps me in my spiritual growth. They help me to be able to share with you about the power of God and how powerful God is in each one of our lives if we allow it to be. Beloved ones, none of us are perfect. We all make mistakes. We all make errors. We all say things we shouldn't say. We do things we shouldn't do. But there is a divine God that loves us irregardless of our limitations in the way that we do. You know what I mean? Because God is there to show us that love is the key to everything. So regardless of what conflicts you may have with other people or whatever, that stuff is secondary. You know, as a human nation, we all may say and do things that we may not necessarily for our highest good, but it's all about the love of God that we can share with each other. And, you know, value our friendships. Do you know how valuable it is to have a friend and be a friend to someone? Don't allow any of these small, minute things destroy your friendship in any kind of way. Because, you know, as a human nature, we have a human nature to do things. Okay? So just stay touched, stay well, be conscious that all is well, beloved one. It's a beautiful thing. Now, let's get into what I intend to talk about today is that what you believe can affect your life. There's an old saying that many of you probably heard. It says, I believe it to be very true. It says, what you can believe you can achieve. If you can believe it, you can make it happen. And I believe that is a true statement. I've heard it said many times, and I accept it as being that, because each and every day that we're living out our beliefs of yesterday. You know, what you experience today is based on your yesterday beliefs, okay? And then that is the truth, beloved one. And many of us have a lot of past beliefs that are buried in our subconscious mind. And so we're acting in a certain way, and we don't quite maybe understand why we're acting that way, but there's stuff in your subconscious mind that is stuck there, and old belief systems that was put there by people of authority that you respect, and people who were raising you, or people who had the ability to have some influence in your life. A lot of the things they told you, you're still holding on to them, and they're totally, totally wrong. Some of these thoughts and some of these things that, but you know, I don't blame them, because most people did what they thought was right. I don't think that people deliberately try to lead people astray. I don't think in most cases, maybe some cases it is that way, but I think overall, most people generally are good people, and they try to do the best thing they could do. So the question I'm asking you, are you being controlled, or are you being in a position based on what your belief system? And I can answer that question for you. Yes, you are. Yes, we are being controlled by what we are believing. So many of us are holding on to beliefs, beloved ones, that are outdated and just absolutely untrue. There's so many things that we have had that we believe that people have told us that we bought into that was untrue, that was not fact to it, but they just believed it and they told you about it and you accepted it and you bought it, but it was untrue. And a lot of things that been told in the old, that came from old school is outdated. You know, you got to be able to change your belief system with time. Things change as time leaves. Don't get caught up in a time warp where you still believe in stuff that was prevalent in the 1930s and 40s, and here we are in 2000-something, and you still having beliefs from, you know, the 30s, 40s, and 50s based on what your parents instilled in you and your people who are around you instilled inside of you. You have to break that cycle, beloved ones. It is so important that you do that. And if you want to change you in your life, you must be willing to change what you believe. Beloved, you have never, you will never be able to accomplish anything that you would not believe that you have the ability to do. So what you believe is so, so important to what you what operates with you. And a lot of these old concepts are just taking us away, especially when it comes down to some of our spiritual beliefs. You know, beloved ones, you know, I just came over with them and said that the God that we serve, our God, want us to have life and have life abundantly on all levels. The God of the universe that created you and me want us to have an opulent life. And I often tell you, opulence don't necessarily mean monetary. I'm talking about good relationships, good friends, good health, all the other wonderful things that come along with that, that you should have these things. And that's what your creator believes. If you believe anything else other than that, shift and change your thinking today. God wants you to have opulence in your life, beloved one. God wants you to be healthy, wants you to be healthy mentally and physically and spiritually. This is all the things that God wants you to believe. And if you're believing anything else, then change your belief system about that today. It's really amazing how and people bought into other people's beliefs and authorities that what they could achieve in their life, what other people told you that you could become. How, you know, you can't, no other human being can tell another human, another soul what they're going to become. You don't know what's inside of me. I don't know what's inside of you that drives you and motivates you. So how am I going to impact, you know, I can put a label on you. And so often it happens, and it's still happening with people. I'm judging people and putting labels on people. You can only do this because of that and this and that. No, beloved ones, do not believe people with their own limited thinking that telling you that you cannot be and do as you need to do to have the quality life and the opulent life that God wants you to have. There's no doubt in my mind, hopefully no doubt in your mind, that God wants you to live a happy, opulent, and positive life. Okay, you can and you can do this. Your mind is filled with all kinds of, your mind can be filled with all kinds of crazy beliefs and superstitions that's holding you. And until you break free from these old programs, beloved one, you will be a prisoner to your belief. That's right. You will continually be a prisoner to your belief until you can find out a way how to escape those beliefs that are not true, how to get away from them. They're going to hold you in bondage. They're going to hold you in bondage, and you wonder why you're not. You may think you want to go somewhere and you want to make progress, but you can't because you're being held in bondage by these old belief systems. That you're not even, some of you not even responsible yourself. Someone else put it in you and it impacting your subconscious mind, and you believing in it, and it's causing you to have an uncomfortable, it's causing you not to live your life at the highest quality, okay? I'm here to tell you today to break out of those old paradigm shifts. You know, change your thinking, change your mind. And Romans 12:2, it says, do not conform to the pattern of the world, but be transformed by renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, good, pleasing, and perfect will. Let me just share that with you because that's the very profane statement, beloved one. This is Romans 12:2. Do not conform to the patterns of the world, but be transformed by renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is good, pleasing, and perfect, beloved one. So renewing of your mind, changing your belief system is how you're able to obtain and how you're able to move into a higher realm and a higher state of consciousness. Don't stay with those old thoughts and those old belief systems that are not getting you to where you want to be at. Okay? It may have worked back in the 70s and 80s, but you're in the 2020 now. So those old thoughts you had maybe back in 1980, 1990, 1960 are not viable at this time. Change your thought and modernize, update your belief system, beloved one. Update your belief system, okay? It's time that you shift and change these old beliefs that are holding you from the greatness of God, beloved one. One of the first things I want you to incorporate in your belief system is that you are a child of the Most High God. This is number one, I want you to start believing this. If you don't believe it, I think most of you people that listen to me probably do believe, but some of you may not be conscious of that. The number one thing that you need to believe that you are a child of the Most High God. Every DNA in your spiritual body is the essence of your creator. You are made in the image and likeness of your creator, beloved one. So that you are an essence, you are a direct descendant of the creator. Your spiritual component, you know that you are a spiritual being having a human experience here on planet Earth. I'm talking about this spiritual component that lives on and on and on. So your physical bodies will shift and change and change form, but your spiritual body will carry on. Now, some of us stay in our physical bodies longer than others based on what we need to grow as a spirit, as to how long we need to be in these physical bodies, because I know that you're well aware that in times past, people lived hundreds of years old. So it is not impossible to live in this physical body for hundreds and maybe even thousands. I don't know. There are beings who are living in the Himalaya mountains right now that are at least 1,000 years old. I don't know. This is what I'm hearing. And so I believe there may be some truth to that. You know, it's all up to how you take care, retain your physical body, how you are connected with your source and your purpose for being here. So, regardless, beloved, your physical body, regardless of what it looks like or how your physical body is, you have the right of any other human being. All human beings are born with the same rights, the same inalienable rights as human beings, okay? Some of us may have been placed in families or we have chose to be placed in families that we had some heavy lifting to do to get to the next thing. But that's all about your karma and your thing that you needed to go through. But as a spirit, we all came here with the same ingredients. You have the same ingredients and the same desire in your body as Jesus did. You have the same, Jesus' spirit is no different than your spirit, a Gandhi spirit, a Martin Luther King spirit, a Buddha spirit. You have the same spiritual energy that those sources do, okay, or those sources did have, okay? You are, and you are here. You know, so often I heard so many people, especially people of color, feel in some way inferior to others. No one is more important than you are, beloved one. Don't buy into the hype that someone else has something special than you have. Yeah, somebody may look different from you, and it may appear that they have some organization or have some things that's going on that's a little bit different, but that's okay. You are all important. You are all in essence and necessary for all of us to be together and to grow. No one is more important than someone else, okay? So we have to continually understand that, and that's good. That's a good thing to know that you are as important, and you have the same ideas and ideologies as other people, and you are as well and as positive. And it's about program yourself, program your beliefs. Like I said, no one is no less better than you. We all have the same rights to God. Opulence that flows in your life flows in everyone else's life too. So we all have that ability to do that. No one has the ability beyond someone else. So believe that. Stop believing that other people are more important than you. Don't buy into that. You need to examine your beliefs. Some of the things that you are thinking about, beloved, are outdated. And this is just the truth. It's outdated. It's your thoughts are outdated. I just need to tell you like that. You know, at one time, people believed that the earth was flat. Did you know that? That there was a thought that the earth was flat. And that when you go to a certain part of the earth, that you would actually fall off of the planet. Can you imagine people feeling that way? Well, guess what? There were times when people actually believed that, and they bought into that idea that they could fall off the planet Earth just by their walking and where they were going about. And that's about a belief system. And these people truly had fear of going so far because they believed they were going to fall off the planet. So you see what I'm saying, beloved ones? Now we all know that the planet is round and that Earth is revolving. So we know it's no longer a flat, but there were people who believed that. So that's the same thing I'm telling you. You have these thoughts in your mind that's outdated, and thoughts that need to be updated to change with the time of how things really are. They don't exist that way. So if you had a belief in the past that's not serving you and not allowing you to move forward because you're still holding on to that old thought, then it is time to shift and change. Especially, beloved ones, when it comes down to your religious teaching and religious beliefs. So many of us grew up in the old school, the old way of religious teaching, and some of it's still going on. But they believe in this fire and brimstone type of religion that hold you in bondage and hold you in punishment some kind of way. People actually still hold on to those beliefs and feelings, beloved one, that we deal with a God that's about punishing. Beloved one, let me tell you, if you get nothing else from this talk, I want you to understand, God is not about punishment. God is not about punishment or sending you to somewhere that you're going to suffer internally for the rest of your existence as a soul because of some error you made here on planet Earth. That is one of the biggest forest things that the old religious teachings are about and still about, that you're going to be tossed somewhere with some source where you're going to be there forever and suffer because you made a mistake here on planet Earth. No, 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 beloved one. If you're having those thoughts and changes, change your thoughts, beloved one. You are not going to be, we do not serve a God that punishes. Our God does not punish us. You make mistakes, and if you suffer in any kind of way, it's because of your own human consciousness, beloved one. It's that thought that you're having. It is not a God that makes you suffer and go through things. With God is all about opulence, opportunity, and love. Yes, sometimes you may be exposed to something, and you may be put in a situation that may not be so pleasant, but out of that unpleasantness is when you are to grow. You have things come about you so you can grow. If everything was always hunky-dory and good, you wouldn't have an opportunity to grow. Unfortunately, we grow from our mistakes. We grow from those errors that we make in our lives. So it is okay to have errors in your life because this is what's going to help you to grow. And just because you have an error, you make a mistake, God is not going to hold you in a state of punishment and condemn you to some fiery pit that you're being taught and believed. You see, that's all about a state of control. when that stuff was impacted into religion, and it was put into religion, that it's about the system of control. And you got to understand that some forms of religion was set up in order to control the masses and allowed to control the masses. You see, because especially when you're talking about the things that happened in some of the Christianity religion, those things were put in because of the kings and the leaders and those authority allowed it to be. And some of it was about control, okay? And we said to tell the truth, some was about control, okay? But don't buy into any idea that God's going to punish you for a mistake you made. No, that's not going to happen. I'm telling you right now, the God that created you and me, that God is about love and opulence. That's two things that God is about. God is about love, you loving yourself, you loving others, and living a high and quality life. That's it, beloved one. That's what God is. You being to, and to assist others, to help in the healing process of doing the right thing, that's called love. Anytime you are able to assist another brother or sister in the healing process, it's all about love. And that's what we should be about, understanding that God wants that for us. So if you believe any other thing other than that about God, then it is truly time for you to change your consciousness, beloved one. It is truly time for you to change your belief system. Your belief system. I want you to leave this show today knowing that you and God are one, and God is always there for you and always will be there for you. Like I told you, the experience I had with the 94-year-old saint, lovely lady that I spent with in London, it was all, her whole thing is about embracing God and understanding that God was still there with her, irregardless of what was going on in her physical body. And beloved one, you and I have to adapt and have to hold on to that same belief that God is always with us and God will never forsake us. God will never leave us under any circumstances, beloved one. If anyone is going astray, it is you, not God. God is always there to support us through everything that we go to. And start really believing and having belief in that God present within you, beloved one. That I am present in you is the presence of God. And I need you to really tap into that. Really understand that God has not left. God is not. He left you, gave you the I am present, which is the essence of the Creator itself inside of you. And that energy is with you all the time. So learn to tap into that help that there, that I am present in you. It is powerful. It will help you get through circumstances and situations if you only believe. You have to have belief in these things, beloved, in order for them to work for you. Belief and faith is one and the same, pretty much so. So if you are able to maintain and believe in that support of God around you, knowing that God is around you, knowing God is not only surrounding you, God has left you with all the tools and all the things that you need to grow and left you with all the spiritual help that you need, you will come to another state of awareness. God has left guardian angels to protect you, were assigned to you at your birth. You were assigned guardian angels who look out for you when you cannot look out for yourself, to save you from accidents, to save you from different things. They won't interfere in your life, but they will help you when you cannot help yourself. Understand that, beloved one, that you have those support with you. Understand you have ascended masters who are there at your call. You have archangels who are there at your beck and call. Learn to call on these sources. Have belief and faith that those beings are there to assist you and to help you to bring about quality of your life, loved one. There is there, and you are missing out on so much of your support when you do not believe in the source of this help that is there for you when you need it. You just have to learn it, and the key is to believe and have faith that they are there to support you because they are. They are there to support you. There's always help for you. You're never, never alone. I don't care if you're in the woods, in the middle of a forest. No one is, no physical person is 100 miles of you. Your source and those spiritual, and those unseen spiritual energy is there with you. And if you learn how to tap in and call them when you're in need, or just say, hey, don't necessarily call me. Give praise and thanks. Thank you, God and angels, for protecting me every day. Thank you, ascending masters, for being with me and looking over me and helping me to guide my life. Just give praise for these beings being there and give them gratitude toward them for supporting you in the unseen. And so many people have challenges dealing with the unseen because, you know, we are based on our five senses of seeing, believing, and smelling, and those things. Those things are an essence for us to survive as a human being. But there are components in our lives that are unseen that are more powerful than that for which we see. And that comes down to the aspect of belief, beloved ones. You have to start believing and knowing that you are being protected and God is surrounding you with his love and protection. You need to know and feel the presence of God with you, just like you believe and feel your next breath. Most of us right now believe that we're going to breathe the next second. We believe that God's going to give us breath to be here on the planet. That same ideology, the same feeling that you believe that God's going to give you the next breath is that you believe that God is there in your presence and believe that God is going to support you through every endeavor and everything that you come confronted with in your life. Because you know what? The gods will. They will support you and give you support like you know. And it's so simple, but we make it so technical because of our belief system. You have to believe in the God forth within you, beloved one, to support you and get you to the next level in your life. Okay? So we're going to close the day, but I just want to, like I told you, one of the key things, the component of the day, I want you to believe that God, you are a child of God. First of all, you are a child of God. You are made from the same image and essence of God is within you, okay? There is no doubt about it. And I need you to tap into that and have no doubt that you are a direct descendant of the creators who created you. And you have power. You have the ability to do things that you haven't even tapped into and understand. You are a powerful being, beloved one. You are so, so powerful. I'm telling you, the power that you have within you is so powerful. It's almost, if you realize how powerful you were, it'd be hard for you to go to sleep some nights. You know what I mean? And, you know, many times you hear me, and you may be tired of hearing me say this then, but I had an experience in my life where I did a fire walk with Tony Robinson, and some of you who know me know, and I tell you about that, and some of you pretty much know that I did the fire walk with Tony Robinson and walked on 2,000 degrees of a hot cold. And that was nothing that I felt in my human consciousness that I was able to do until I was convinced in my own mind and thinking, and I'm sure with the thoughts that allowed me to experience that, to let me know that your mind is that powerful that you can do that. You can do that, beloved one. So if you can do that, and I'm not telling none of you to go do that, but if you like to do that, then that's a beautiful thing. But I just wanted you to understand that you are so powerful, so powerful. And when you're running up to situations that you're not able to overcome in your life, tap into your source. Don't try to do it by yourself. You have help. You have help to get you to the next level. Utilize that help. Call upon that help to help you. They are waiting for you to come. But they will not interfere in your life, beloved ones, without you giving them the asking for assistance. You are given free will. That's why those outside spiritual beings do not come and interfere in your life, because God gave you free will to make decisions based on what it is that you need to do for your own individual life. But when you're in a state of being where you're not sure what to do, how to do it, and you're stuck with something, call upon your spiritual helpers. They will help you. They will see you to the next level, beloved ones. They will. I can't overemphasize so much as that they will. God will always support you. Just my experience of seeing what's happening with this 94-year-old lady and 8-year-old child made me really understand how God is so connected to us and will support us if we only believe. These two individuals believed that they had the support of God, and it showed up. They were being supported on all levels. All levels. They were being joyful, and they had the feeling knowing that God was with them. So hopefully today that you truly understand about how beliefs can affect your life. What you're believing is what you're creating, okay? So if you want to create something different in your life, then you have to change what you're believing, okay? So go back and maybe do an examination of your life and see some of them old things that need to be updated. Some of those old teachings that's inside of you need to be updated or ousted. You need to get rid of them and put in new ones, okay? But if you simply believe and understand that you're a child of God and that God is supporting you and surrounding you with spiritual help, you will be well on your path regardless of what else is in your mind. You can change that old program by simply believing and understand that you are a child of the Most High God, and God is supporting you and surround you with all the spiritual help you need, beloved one. Believe it, beloved one, and watch your life shift and change, okay? I'm not saying that you're not going to have some challenges regardless of whether you believe. That's called life. That's called growth. We're still going to have challenges. We still may have some knocks and bruises. We may have some physical ailments, but that's okay. It's okay because those things help us to grow as well. So don't be upset because you have a physical challenge. Your health is not the best it needs to be. It's okay. God's there to support you. You believe. And if this lady, 94 years old, can be on her bed and still believe and have the support of God, although she's not able to get up and walk around, but she still believe and know that God is there supporting her, you and I can do the same. You and I can do the same, beloved one. So embrace God. Accept God as being your source. That's all you have to do. It's not technical. It's not difficult. It's just a matter of accepting, embracing the source, your I am presence that's within you. Okay? Now, beloved ones, I am so, so grateful that you came back in. The vacation was good, but I'm glad to be back with you. And I'm not taking the vacation anytime soon. So please tune in. Please listen in. And please tell people we are off vacation. So please come and listen. And each one of you know that you can go in and listen to archive shows and shows that have been archived at any time that you so desire to do so. Okay? Well, we're going to close with prayer because we're grateful that God has given us this wonderful message today, the message of belief, the blessings of understanding that God wants us to live an opulent life, want us to have all the love, be loving, and treat each other with kindness and understanding. Regardless of what's going on, treat each other with love and compassion, beloved ones. You're not going to always agree with other people. That's okay. You have free will. Just because you don't agree with your friend or you have a misunderstanding, it doesn't mean anything. That's still your friend, and it's okay for you to be disagreeable or have disagreements, but it's all about the love, okay? So love each other, believe in the God in you, and trust that God's going to take care of you, okay? Beloved mighty I Am presence, we give so much gratitude and thanks for this day. Knowing that you are there with us, knowing that you're here with us, knowing that you're inside of our physical temples, God, we know that I Am presence that lives within us is the key to us being connected to you, God. And we just give gratitude and thank you for allowing that I Am presence to be inside of our physical temples, and that we honor and respect that I Am presence. And we will learn to call upon our I Am presence. We will learn to call upon our spiritual guardian help. We will learn to call upon those ascended masters and archangels to help us to get to the next level in our lives. We know and we invite you into our lives to support us and help us. All these wonderful things that are showing up, God. And we give praises and thank you for life. We thank you for allowing us to be able to be here and in this challenging time, that everything is well, and that we will all be protected, and that you will put your arms around America and protect her, and bring about peace and understanding. Most of all, bring about harmony among our brothers and sisters. Let not our difference cause us to be astray from each other, but embrace our understanding and knowing that we all have a right to free will and think and believe as we so desire, God. That is okay. So we give us clear mind and clear understanding of who and whom we are, God, being one with you. We know that you are truly the source that helps us to go from one day to another. We know without you that we would not have breath. We would not be able to talk, walk, or speak, because we know it is your I Am presence inside of each one of us that are allowing us to be able to participate in this thing called life. And we know that we are here to grow and to gain and to be of support of each other and to help each other, and however we can, that we will be here to support our brothers and sisters, God. Give us strength. Give us wisdom. And like I said, God, give divine health for all those beloved doctors and nurses who are out helping and doing what they need to do, and give them the understanding, protect them, and keep them safe, as you will us, each one of us, each one of these listeners today. Give them divine protection and give them divine love. Wrap them in your white light of protection from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet. Allow that energy to come into the crown chakra. Now, that energy of healing inside of them, allow that energy to come inside of that crown chakra. As that white energy comes in, it heals and touches every cell. And as that white light begins to your head and go into your chest area, your stomach area, and your hips and out through your legs, it is healing and bringing about unity in you and your physical body. Your temples are being healed and protected by the white light and healing power of the source of God. So we say thank you. We are so grateful. We are so grateful, and so it is. Thank you, beloved ones. Please tune in next week, and we're going to keep this show going and keep things working out. So I love you, each one of you, for tuning in. So grateful for you. Okay, have a wonderful day.